6-2-2-3-7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you to have a great end to the gardening season. Right now is the time to push. And I'll tell you, your winter squashes right now, acorn, butternut, your hubbard squashes, and pumpkins. This is the time of the year where they are the most productive. So if you can get some liquid feed on those plants, and I mean give them a real good soaking, they are going to be more productive than you have ever seen them. Your fall crops like Brussels sprouts, give them a good push right now also. Remember, don't give up. If you've got some empty space in your garden where you pull the things out, you can still plant things like peas, green beans, yellow beans, all types of leaf-type lettuce, Swiss chard, and radishes, and they will be ready in time for the fall so that you can have a good crop. Your soil is nice and warm. They're going to germinate real quick, and they'll become very, very productive. So don't say the season's over. Push what you have and plant anew. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Laura from Cape Cod. She's got a problem with some disappearing plants.
Laura, good morning. Tell me what's happening.
Good morning.
Morning.
I hope you can help. I have at home at Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and each week I come down and find different things that are gone wrong. I have some echinacea and some marigolds, and first the leaves were being eaten. Now I notice the echinacea, the stems are almost like cut in half. The next time I came down, I have impatiens that the leaves are being eaten, and then following that, I've got some whole patches of impatiens that are gone.
Okay, well, if you're having entire patches or the stems being taken off, then it's not insect damage. It has to be more of a rodent, like a rabbit or something like that, because insects would make holes in the foliage where they would chew little bites, and it would be holes or, you know, eventually entire leaves. But to find the stem and the flower missing, then it's no longer insect. It has to be something larger. And it could be a woodchuck. It could be a rabbit. And ways that you can tell is this. Walk around your property. If it's a woodchuck, you're going to find a hole with some fresh soil and a good size hole. And a woodchuck would eat fast. A rabbit will nibble and take bites here and there and then eventually take the whole plant. So if it's happening really quick, it's probably a woodchuck. If it's happening over a longer period of time, then it's probably a rabbit, because they're a little bit pickier. They want all the tips of the plant, all of the new growth, while the woodchuck, he'll eat the whole plant right down to the ground. So from what you're telling me, it sounds like it probably is a rabbit. So go to your local garden center. There are very good products on the market. rabbit scram is a powder that you can put around your gardens and on the plants. They will work very, very well. Shake Away has a liquid product that you can mix with water and spray directly on the plants. So if you have, for example, a sprinkler system, a liquid that would stick to the foliage would be more effective than a powder that will wash off. So go to your local garden center, talk to them, tell them that you call me, and we're guessing that you have rabbits because the plant is disappearing a little bit at a time. And they can give you a product that will solve the problem. But to me, it sounds like it's rabbits. Again, woodchucks will come in there and whoosh, just take everything out and it's all gone. So if it's happening a little bit at a time, that's what it would be. And if it's a real tall plant, normally at this time of the year, deer are lesser of a problem in the garden. They're more into the wooded area. They are more after evergreen-type plants. They love arborvitae. That's one of their favorite. They love holly. So they would prefer that to some coreopsis or some columbine or some type of a flower. It's possible that it's them, but if you have a deer, the animal is large and it would make an impression, a footprint, in the soil itself. So if there's no indentations where you would see a footprint of a deer, probably a rabbit. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Carol from Mass with a question about ficus.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a question about transplanting ficus trees and what type of soil I should be using since they are getting a little root bound.
Okay, how long ago did you pot them last, Carol?
Oh, 7 years.
Oh, okay, yeah, then it's time. It's definitely time to repot it. What I would do is to select a pot, and normally when you repot something, you go to the next size. So if it was in a 5-inch, you would go to a 6. In your case, because it's been so long and ficus will get so big, I would jump 2 sizes. So
okay.
Measure your pot, and if it's in a 6, go to an 8. If it's in an 8, go to a 10, mm-hmm. or a 10 to a 12, and that will give the plant more room. Now, Scotch has a brand new potting soil that I just love for houseplants. It contains Osmocote, and Osmocote is a time-release fertilizer. It's like a little BB.
Mm-hmm.
And they have blended it, and it's only found at your local garden center. But it's a very, very good product, great for indoor plants. It's lightweight because a lot of your potting soils are very heavy. And with a ficus plant that you're going to be moving here and there, if you get a really heavy soil, it'll be difficult because you're going to move it up to a larger pot to begin with. So use a lightweight. If they don't have the new Osmocote potting soil, then Miracle-Gro has a great lightweight fertilizer. But don't buy the cheap potting soils, because the inexpensive or cheap soils, what they're doing is they're blending in bark mulch. Great for outside, for like a whiskey barrel, but for indoor plants, it's not something that you want to use. So spend the extra money, buy a quality product, something that's designed, and then once you get it repotted, give it a good drink. And if there's no Osmocote or time-release fertilizer in it, then give the plant a good drink. Now, for the first couple of months, You have to be aware that you're going to be putting in 2 inches of soil all the way around that pot. And there's no roots in that soil. So you're going to have to be careful how you water. Because if you continue to water at the same rate, or maybe even more, the new soil around the edges of the root ball is going to stay wetter for a longer period of time because there's no roots in that soil to pull the moisture out. So when you water, feel where the old root ball is and not on the edges for at least 2 months. So water near the stem, and in time the roots will move out into the new soil, and then you'll be okay. So go easy on the amount of water that you add to your plant. So a phone number, 800-259-9231. And if your ficus is outside, you may want to think about bringing it in by Labor Day. You want to get any tropical plant that you have outside, start thinking about bringing them in so they can get accustomed to the change.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary. The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big BERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Remember, check out the newsletter. It's free. Go to www.paulparentlikemomanddad.com. Top of the page, it says newsletter. Just click on it. Put your email address, and every Thursday we will send you a copy of the newsletter. This week we talked about these fantastic tall growing sedums. That it's a fall blooming plant. Loves the heat, loves dry soil, and we're all accustomed to the green leaf with the pink flower. Well, there's a great green and white leaf, a wonderful yellow and green leaf, and a purple leaf, and all have pink flowers. And we talked about that in the newsletter. So check it out. Just go onto the website, paulparent.com, click on the latest newsletter, and read about the tall growing sedums. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nancy from Mass with a question about poinsettias.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a Christmas poinsettia that I got for Christmas last year.
Yes.
And I put it outside, and it's gorgeous. Now, what do I have to do to bring it back in the house for the winter?
Okay. Have you repotted it to a larger container?
No, I haven't.
I would do that, Nancy, and that way when you bring it in, it'll be easier for you to take care of. So just go one size larger, and that will give the plant more room for roots to grow. It will be able to hold moisture so that it won't dry out, because once you get inside the house, plants have a tendency to dry out more. So what you want to do is you want to try and keep it outside until, I would say, mid-September. So the kids go back to school in about 2 weeks. Labor Day is not that far away at this point. And keep it out for about 2 weeks after that. Bring it into the house and put it in a south-facing window. So it's going to get sun all day. And if you can get into the routine that at least once a week you spin the plant so the side that's facing the window today, when you spin it, will be facing inside the house. So that way you'll get balanced sun around the entire plant. you want to get on a fertilizing routine. Once you bring the poinsettia in, it should be fed every 2 weeks. Miracle-Gro, something like that. If you're like me and you get busy and you forget, then buy Osmocote, a little time-release fertilizer, and that way every time you feed your poinsettia, it will get, every time you water, it will be fed because it's a time-release pellet. Now, you're going to start creating short days for the plant in October. October 1st, because you want it to bloom for Christmas. So anytime between October 1st and October 15th, it's going to take roughly 6 weeks for the hormones in the plant to change. So what you need to do, let's say October 15th, at supper time, you're going to take that poinsettia plant off the windowsill and put it where it's going to get total darkness. At breakfast, it goes back on the windowsill. So what I do is this. I take a little, like an index card. I write poinsettia on it. And I scotch tape it to the door of your refrigerator. And that will remind you, when you go to get the cream for your coffee in the morning, you'll see the sign poinsettia. That will remind you to take it out of the closet, or if you're covering it with a box, or covering it with a black trash bag, it will tell you to uncover it and put it back on the windowsill where it's going to get sun all day. When you're making supper and you go to get whatever you're using out of the refrigerator, it will remind you, oh, I got to put the poinsettia in total darkness. You need to do this for about a month. After a month, the hormones will go from vegetative to flowering, and the buds will begin to form.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Wendy from Mass with a question about her tomato plants.
Wendy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
First of all, I just wanted to let you know that my tomato plants were the most beautiful ever. And very bushy, very tall, hundreds of tomatoes. Yeah, they were just beautiful this year. And I cut the branches like I trimmed off the branches and I cut the tops so they wouldn't grow anymore and so that the tomatoes would start to turn. Well, my problem is out of all those tomatoes, I have two that have turned. They're just not turning. And I'm really getting concerned because it's getting quite late and, I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, one of the things is to cut back on your watering. If a tomato goes into stress and the tomato plant knows that the days are getting shorter just like you do because the hormones in the plants are determined by the length of the day. So if the days are getting shorter and you can, I don't want you to stop watering totally, but if you're watering three times a week, cut it back to once a week. And that will put the plant under a little bit of stress because it's looking for moisture to grow. And knowing that, it will ripen the older fruit faster. The other thing that you can do is some liquid food. A granular food, it's too late to use right now. You want to use a liquid to really give them a push. So if you've got one of those Miracle-Gro bottles, fill it with the powder. If you're using the new liquid Miracle-Gro that you just screw the bottle onto the sprayer, then give the plants a great shot. Now, the other thing is pinch the top off of every single plant. By removing the terminal growth on your plant, it will prevent the plant from getting taller and it will stop growing bigger. Any small tomatoes, if they're pea-sized to golf ball size, now I'm not talking the cherry type, but if your regular tomatoes, if you can pinch the top off of every single plant, and any small fruit that's golf ball or smaller, pull them off the plant, because they will never get big enough to be usable. If you've got a lot of big ones, they're green, then by removing the upper tomatoes, the plant will send all of its energy to the older fruit to mature them quicker. So you give that a try. So a combination of pinching back the plant to remove the terminal, to removing the young fruit that will never mature anyways, and a good shot of fertilizer and less water, then you should have fruit that will mature real quick. But every year it happens. You get to the end of the season, you get to September, and all of a sudden you have enough tomatoes for the entire neighborhood, not just your house. And that's the time of the year that I start to make my spaghetti sauce. When they're coming in like crazy, that's when I make my sauce. And that season is coming. So take those 3-4 easy steps, and they will mature much faster for you. Great question. Thank you, Wendy. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Anne from Mass with a question about moss.
Anne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a carpet of green moss on my driveway where there's no sun. And I've scraped the moss up. What can I do to keep it from returning?
Okay. Is it growing in gravel or is it just soil?
Just on the hot top.
Oh, it's growing right on the hot top itself.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, the best product to use is something called Wet and Forget.
Okay.
And your local garden center or Ace Hardware feed and grain stores have this product. And this is the most incredible product I've ever seen. It will kill mold, mildew, and moss.
Okay.
You mix it with water. Follow the recommendations. You put it in like a pump sprayer.
Right.
You spray it directly on the moss. And it will kill it down to the root system. Most of your moss killers kill all of the foliage, but it doesn't kill the root. Wet and Forget does that. Now, a day like today where there is no rain until real late in the afternoon, if you could get it on it right now, let it air dry, then you're going to see it die very, very quickly. And what's nice about this particular product, you can use it on canvas. You can use it on aluminum siding, wood, vinyl siding, fences. And it will destroy the green algae or the mosses that are there. And they will not come back for one entire year. It's a great product. It's very safe. Don't spray it on your lawn, but spray it right on that hot top. And believe me, in 2 weeks, it will be all dead, and you won't have a problem for a long, long time. It's called Wet and Forget. It's a very safe product. It was developed by the government in New Zealand to put on their buildings to keep them from getting all covered with algae. I painted my house 2 years ago. And when the painter came, he said, look on the corner of your house. It's a pine board, and it was painted white, and it was all full of little spots. And he said, that's mold growing in the paint. And he said, I'm going to put some bleach on it to kill those little dots of mold. And I said, oh, no. Get some wet and forget. And I had a bottle. We sprayed it. He came back a week later. He painted. And I have not had a spot of mold growing on the paint in my house ever since. It's a wonderful product. Decks, patios. If you've got moss growing on your roof, on your asphalt shingles, you spray it on your roof, and it will kill the moss growing on the roof of your house or tool shed. Just cover the plants with plastic or a tarp so that they don't get hit with the wet and forget. When you're done, pull the top off, hose down all of your shrubbery with some fresh water, and you'll be in great shape. Good product, does the job, and it's all a naturally occurring product in the bottle. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Maria from Rhode Island with a question about woodchucks.
Maria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Uh-oh. Good morning, Paul. Thank you, and thank you for your excellent program. My question is, do you have any suggestions as to how I can get rid of a woodchuck that has been living underneath my house for many years?
He's living underneath
my house, yes.
Well, there are products that you can use that will take them out. They don't like anything that has a very, very strong scent to it. They are also very, very clean animals. Now, can you get to the hole where the woodchuck is?
Yes, I can. It's right at the edge of the foundation, you know, where the bushes are. He built a big hole behind the bush. And about a month ago, I noticed a hole in my basement. He must have dug up and saw that it was a basement and probably went down again. That's the theory from the professional person that I called to try to get rid of him. This person is not having any luck. He dug the hole. We had a little bit of a hole because there were water pipes there, and one day I noticed the hole was quite large, so it must have been the woodchuck, I guess. So the latest thing that the professional person did was put some kind of he filled the hole with the sand, put repellent in, but 3 days later the hole is dug again, and the woodchuck is still there.
Okay, I'll tell you one thing that I was told works very, very well and that people have come back to me. Woodchucks are very, very clean animals. They will not tolerate anything that is not clean smelling. And I met a woman from the middle part of the United States, from Illinois or Indiana. And what she did is she got some really, really used kitty litter from a neighbor. And she took the kitty litter and dumped it into the hole. And she said she probably put almost a 5-gallon bucket. So she had went around, asked all of her neighbors that had cats if they had kitty litter to save it for her. When they had some, she went over, she took the kitty litter, she dumped it into the hole, then took the hose and fill the holes, put the hose into the hole where she had added the kitty litter. The kitty litter is designed to absorb urine. When the kitty litter got wet, with the hose being flushed into the hole, it released the urine into the soil where the woodchuck lived, making it smell terrible. Plus, you also had all of the solids from the cat. The animal moved out. So get some really old kitty litter, stuff that's really been used, not fresh stuff, but use kitty litter, and as much as you can get, pour it into the hole, take the hose and flush it into the hole so that it will pollute the environment where the woodchuck lives, and he will not live in there, he will come out. If you can do this a couple of times, fill in the hole, and you're going to see he's not going to come back. It's very safe. It's very, very effective. And it just works. They don't like the smell. They can't live in there. And they will move out. So you give that a try. You must have a neighbor or a friend that has a cat. And from what these people have told me, they've had great results doing it. And the more you can put into the hole and then flush it in with the hose, the better it's going to work for you.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes and no. Not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Tom, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Ted from Rhode Island with a question about plum curculios.
Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Paul. My question is, I planted some plum trees years ago near some apple trees, and I got what I think is plum curculios that infected the apples. They leave a small half circle scar on the very young fruit, and then the fruit just gets infected and drops off. And I'm just wondering, is there an organic way to get rid of those? I use dormant oil, and nothing seems to be working.
There is a great fruit tree spray called Organocide. Organocide was developed in Florida for the citrus industry, and it's totally organic, and it's used in the Northeast on apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, grapes, strawberries, blueberries, and it's a combination of fungicides and insecticides, and again, it is totally organic. So go to your local garden center. The name of the company is Organic Labs, and the product is called Organocide, and it's a combination, so you don't have to mix anything, and it's something that you can apply to the plant now. Now, the main thing that you have to do, Ted, is this insect is going to be laying eggs on the leaves and on the tree as we get into the fall season, so make sure that you get all those leaves out of there. And in the fall and again in the spring, I would spray the plant with the dormant oil or the horticultural all-season oil. And a combination of two applications should kill a lot of the eggs. But next year, if you want to stay organic, use Organocide. It's a wonderful product, totally safe, totally organic, Organocide. Tom, I think we can get one more in.
All right, next up we've got Ken from New Hampshire with a question about pruning burning bushes.
Hey, Ken, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Just wondering, is it too late in the year to prune a burning bush?
If you prune it back now, you're going to lose all that beautiful red color. And I've always found that if you prune late in the year, you run the risk of the plant not having enough time to make a callus, and then you'll have some additional dieback. So if you want to prune it back now, you can, but you'll lose the red fall color. Wait until March. And in March, you can cut back a burning bush by as much as 50% without it hurting the plant. The only problem, as I say, if you prune it back now, it will have enough time to make a scab where you made the cut, and you'll be okay. But you lose all that red color. If you do it in the spring, you can cut it back even more drastic because there's no foliage on the plant, and you won't have any dieback on it. And believe me, that was the first plant that I ever pruned. I was in college. We had burning bush on each side of the front door at the house. My dad said, when you come home for spring break, talk with your teacher so that we know how to prune it, because the mailman can't get to deliver the mail. In March, we cut that burning bush from 7 feet tall down to 3 foot. We fed it. It put on a foot of new growth, and it was absolutely beautiful. So if you want to do a little bit of selective pruning, great. But remember, the best time of the year for burning bush is when it's in full bloom. And if you prune it, once the foliage comes out, it will not have enough time to make a scab. And then you could have some dieback. This time of the year, right now, if you have Japanese bamboo, now is the best time to kill Japanese bamboo. It's making little tiny white flowers on it. If those flowers are pollinated, it's going to make seed. If it makes seed, your plant will double its size next year.